And it says, my time, what's the reason? What my time? No? And Shom Nikla, what's the reason? Because she received the embarrassment. How do we know that the strap is made from a calf? It says, Aboyim Yakenu. The Samach Lariyat, it says, Loisachim Shor Bedishoi. It says a shor, so we know that the strap is made from a shor. If Yavama, that the brother dies, that her husband died, and now she falls upon her brother-in-law, which is a mukashchin, disgusting. We do not shut her mouth, but rather we listen to her, that she be chalitza and not yivim. She doesn't want to marry him. The pasuk says, do not muzzle up a shore. To some of the it says, that mashma, that leisachsim applies to Yavam also, that there are certain times, do not muzzle up her mouth. If she says she can't stand his brother-in-law, she doesn't want to marry him, we do not force her to marry her, but we let her go. Not in this case, no. Yom Rosheshim Shem Lozav and Azariah, kol ha-mevazeh samoyadim, kilu oivet avoydezor. Whoever is mevazeh, makes fun of the Yom Tovim, is like Yevet avoydezor. Whoever talks Lashon Hara, kol ha-mekabel, you accept the Lashon Hara. Kol ha-meyadei d'shekhi, you say full sadis. Royu lashlichu l'krovim, you are fit to be thrown in front of the dogs. The exhibit says, la-kelev tashlichu noisai, you should throw the nevela to a kelev. For somewhere, but after it says, lo-yisis ha-shem ha-shava, which goes on, do not say Lashon Hara, do not accept it, do not say Eidesheker. Korbeinami Lestashia, do not even cause other people. Like, do not cause Lashon Hara to be said, do not accept it. For this, you're included in Lakelot Shlichonoise. Alright, we'll stop here.
We were holding about Chav Gimel and Aleph. We went through the mission already. Malach is exactly how to give Malchus. And there was a Chiddush that once he's Nikla, once he's embarrassed, sometimes that frees him from Malchus. That's all together. Most is my timer. Mishum Nikla, because he was embarrassed. So some say it goes from the beginning, that it says when the Chazim takes his shirt off, he just rips it off. Why can he rip it off? Because part of the Nikla is supposed to embarrass him. Amar Rav Sheshet and Shumma B'Yosef and Azayim. Minayim L'Ritzua, Shisha L'Egel, how do you know the strap is made from the skin of a calf? The Pasuk says, Aboyim Yakenu, we give him 40. The Samach Levar after that, Le'sachsim Shor B'Dishoy. So the smichas of Shor, therefore the strap is made from a Shor. The Amar Rav Sheshet and Shumma B'Yosef and Azayim. Minayim L'Yavoma, let's say when a husband died, and now there's a brother alive, but the brother is a mukashchin, he has leprosy, he's disgusting, she can't stand him. So how do we know, we do not muzzle her mouth, as if to say, you have to marry him no matter what, there's a mitzvah yibum, you just have to do it. How do we know we do not say that, but rather we listen to her, and we say in such a case, give chalitza and not yibum? The Sivit says, do not muzzle the ox when he's working. The Samachlet is a smichus, kiyeshu achim yachtov, the parash of yibum. So we see sometimes when there's a mitzvah of yibum and she can't, he's a mukashchin, that she does not want to marry him, we listen to her. The Yom Rav Sheshit, Mishim of Lezav and Azariah, Kol HaMavazeh Samoadim, never makes fun of Yom Tovim. Tomorrow says the Kozan Chol HaMoed, is kilu oivet avoyz kuchavim. It's like you're being oivet avoyz zorah. The exhibit says, and lehei ma'aseicho le'sas l'cho, do not make avoyz zorahs and idols. The Samach L'Arifat, it says, eschag ha'matzah tishmor, watch the yomtif of Pesach. So actually, if you're shom of the yomtif, it's okay. If not, it's considered like you're being mechal avoyz zorah. And Rashi says that the mu'adis means chon ushomer, the Gemara Dashim. It even goes on chon hamoed. That Brishon and Shri Pshita, the Chiddush is even Chol HaMoed, it's also Osa B'Melacha. The Yom Rav Sheshit Mishum Adlozah Ben Azariah, Kol HaMesapir Lashon Hara, whoever speaks Lashon Hara, which is even though it's the truth, but you hurt you're Megana, you hurt somebody else, something bad about somebody else, Rosh B'Chol HaMakabel Lashon Hara, you accept it, somebody tells you and you believe it, you accept it, and therefore you act different to the person. For Kol HaMeyad Eidu Sheker, whoever says false witness is royal ashlichu l'klavim. You are fit that you should be thrown to the dogs. And some say means after you die, your body should be thrown to the klavim. The Tzivit says, la'akelot ashlichu l'aysay, says by Parashah of Neveno, a treifah. If you have a behemoth, that's a treifah, that's also b'achimah. So it's an inyan to give it to the dog's feet. La'akelot ashlichu l'aysay, the Tzivit Mechlein, what after that, le'sisa shema shav, do not lift up like a false report which goes on Eidus Sheker. And we also say, Korib as if Serena Nami, Lestashia. Do not give over to anybody else. Or do not say Lashon Hara, and do not accept Lashon Hara. Lestashia means you should not mislead somebody else. Then the Shtei, Mr. says, the Shtei was through us. The whips had, it was made from one long whip folded over four times, and then you had two resuas of chamor, two straps made from donkey skin, in addition to that one long strap made from the shore. Tani Rama this, shel chamor, these two straps that were just put here to hold them in place, was made from donkey skin. Why? Kididore shehu gilila, this person from Galila Dashin, olay b'alchiz, in front of Alchizah, that Yeshayo said, Yoda Shah Kuneyo Vechamor Avis Bolog. Yisro Lo Yoda. Just to say that a Shor and a Chamor know their owner. Their master, they listen to them. But why is so not? Is Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yovo if you come, Misha Matur Avis Bolog, like a Shor, that a Chamor, that knows Avis Bolog, the Yif from me, Shayna Matur Avis Bolog. And give back Malkis to a person that was over the law, did not listen to Hashem. That's why the whip is made up from a shawl and a chamor. Now, yoda tefach, the handle was a tefach wide. Omer Abayish, ma mino, kochad v'chad l'fum gabe adinulei. Now, the question was, the Mishnah says, how long is the strap? It's as long as it goes over his back, down to his tip or to the belly button. The question is, people are taller, people are shorter, so that's the exact length, how long it has to be. You have to have 1,000 whips there. Every person, different lengths. Or Malay Rova, in Cain is so, Norfish Lewis Suez Tuvi, you have to have a lot of whips. Every person is a different length. Emma Rather, my Rova, Avak Su Isla, it has like a buckle there, it has. That Boy Mikdar Bay, it's adjustment. Right? That Ki Boy Mikdar Bay, Ki Boy Marafa Bo. You want to make it tighter, you want to make it looser, you can make it longer, you can make it shorter, it was adjustable. So Kitzel was able to get away with one whip, and the whip was adjustable. Malki Noisoi, Minan and Mili, that we said when we give him Malkis, we give him 1/3 in front and 2/3 in back. Minan and Mili, on the Rav Khan of Yom Makor, the Tilu Hashavit V'Ikei Lefonov Kidei V'Shosei the Mispar. So it says Lefonov Kidei V'Shosei Mashma 1/3. So Rishu Achas Lefonov, one Rishu, one punishment is the front, but Rishu Yoyes Ach Nechurov, but 2/3 is in the back. So the Ashton from the words the Tilu Hashavit V'Ikei Lefonov Kidei V'Shosei, in front is only 1/3, and in back that's the 2/3 of the width. A Malkin Oisai, he is not standing straight and not sitting, but rather bending over. Omer Rav Chizda, Omer Rav Yechanan, Minayin, or the stump, Minayin the Ritzua, Shimuchafelis. How does the Mishnah know to say that this one whip is folded over once and then folded over a second time? She never says, Ve'etilu. Smash, we're going upon the whip itself, should be like bent over. Ay, Vom Yiboyle Legufay. We need it for the goof itself to say that the person should be bent over. In Kem Lichtav Kroa Yetiyayu, bend them over. Mahi Pilu, what's the Lashon of folding over? Shlamina Tati, we hear two things. That the whip itself is also folded over twice. And there comes out to be like four whips. Now Hamake Make Biyadi, the one that's hitting, holds it in one hand, with all his might he comes down. Tana Rabbonin, Ein Mamidin Chazonim Ela Chasi Rekoich. This Rav Yehuda, that has to be a weak person. The person that gives the market, he's a weak person. He is very mad, but he's very smart. What? That was the supervisor. That was the name. He was a supervisor in Besdin. He helped out in Besdin. So it says that Rabbi Yehuda holds he has to be a weak person, but a smart person. So know to give exactly the amount, not an extra one. And Rachmanis in the person, you won't do it that hard. Right.
You know
email. Yeah. Did you do email? So this is the kind of camera. Did you do email? Even if he's not so smart. The Yisera Kerech and a slow person. That's also good. Rashi says, there's no Akpada. Any type of a chazan you could hire, take him. Omar Yovah, Kavos of Abudah, Mistab, the Sfarz of Abudah. There's no Akpada, we don't care. You see, the Pasuk says, Lo Yosef, Ten Yosef. Be careful not to give him an extra whip, because if you do it, you'll see it's allowed not to hit. Now, Iyam of Bishleimo, Chasiri, Mada, the person's doing is not so smart. Hainu, the Tzorach, the Azure. That's why we have to warn him, be careful, know what you're doing. You're supposed to give 18, give 18 and not 19. Be careful. El, Iyam, but if you want to tell me, Yisiri, Mada, we're talking about a person who's very smart. If so, Mitzorach, the Azure. He has to warn the person, he's a smart man. He knows 18 is 18. What do you have to warn him? Tzmur says, Rabboni, no. A Mazariz in Elulah Mazariz. Just the opposite. You only warn a smart person. He'll listen to you. But a fool or someone that's not so smart, he doesn't know what you're talking about. Doesn't help. So other rabbi, what's the use? Right. So a smart person, he's the one you have to warn. I don't know, sometimes they get absent-minded. Him you have to warn. Tono, Kishu Magbiya, when he lifts up this whip, Magbiya Bishtayod. It's heavy. It's a heavy whip. He has to lift it up with two hands. Don't get tired lifting it up. But when you come down to whip, as you come down with one hand, it should come down with all the power you have. If you come down with one hand, you come down with much more power than with two. Yeah. It was tefach wide, and it was very long, and it was made from heavy leather. You fold it over four times. Fold it over twice, but has four things this year. Now, the Akira Kira. Now, while one chazan is whipping, there's a second one, there's a Bakira there. But he's saying over these tzukim. Tana Rabbonim, Ha Godo Shebedayonim Kira. The greatest one of the Bezdin, he's the Bakira, he says over these tzukim. Ha Sheni Moina. The second one counts to make sure he's given the exact amount of whips. The Ashlishi Yoima Keyu. And there's a third one that tells him, hit. So the guy's pretty hard to make a mistake. And there's a fourth one, whipping. So there's two people warning him. One counts, and one tells him, one's the makre. Hakeyo, hakeyo. Now, bisman shemakim meruba marach. If there's 39 whips, then they say the psukim very long, slowly, marach. He says it slowly. Bisman shemakim what? There's only 9 whips. Then the katzer, he says the psukim faster. Ivo nan tanan choyzo tchilta mikro. Our Mishnah says no, that mashmi you repeat the psukim. That if it's a long whipping, you repeat them. Not that you marich one time. Tomorrow says, mitzvah litzamse. No, mechatchil is supposed to try to say the posuk once and end it off exactly when he finishes hitting. So if it's a long makis, you're supposed to say the psukim slowly. So that you could finish it exactly. But if you lay mitzamse, if you cannot do mitzamse to get the exact time, you finish the psukim before his whipping, then the answer is repeat the psukim over. Tana Rabbonin. Tana Rabbonin. Maka Rabba, Ein Liela, Maka Rabba. Maka Muetis, we have no Maka Muetis, a small hitting. Tamaloyma La Yosef. Imtein matam loyma makaraba limud alav shaynim shay makaraba. Doesn't matter how many you give, they're all called a makaraba. Rashi is a means shenitin lahakoysei bakorchoy, that you have to force him. No matter how many whips you have to give, it doesn't make a difference. Whereas makam letus means you're only going to give him 9. So no matter how many give him, good. Right. No matter how many whips it is, whether it's 9 or 18 or 39, they're all given with the same strength. Now Miss Kalkut, Mr. the Chiddush, that if in the middle of the Malkus the person lets out eases, whether it comes out urine or comes out gedolim, so that frees them, we stop right then from Malkus. Tana Rabbon, Echor Ish, whether it's a man, the Echor Isha, Bereya, Volei B'mayim, Div Rabbi Meir, he's only free, what's called the Nikli is embarrassed, only if gedolim comes out. But just on Mayim, that does not free him from Malkus. Rabbi Yudu right now, for Ish Bereya, a man needs more embarrassment. So by man, he needs Dr. Gedolim. The Isha B'mayim, and Isha is more embarrassed when he's small thing, therefore even just letting out water is enough to free her from the rest of the Malkus. V'achom and Chom say, Echor Ish V'echor Isha, Bein Bereya Bein B'mayim, so through your Machlekes. Whether it's a man or whether it's an Isha, if she lets, if they let out Mayim, that also frees them. That's like a Yudin our Mishnah. That's like a Tanakam in our Mishnah. That Nefkalkul Bein Bereya Bein B'mayim Potter. Shav Yudin is the one that says, V'yish Bereya V'yish B'mayim. For the Mara Ivo Tani we learned, Rav Yudu Aime Echor Ish, V'yechor Isha Bereya, Ah, we have a view that says, no, both of them, even an Isha, is only Bereya. Amar Rav Nachman, Ben Yitzchok, Shneyim Shavim Bereya. All it meant to say is that they're both equal by Reya. In other words, if they let out Reya Gedolim, then they're both free. But Mayim depends. An Isha is free, but not a man. Amar Shmuel.
How about the
Amar Shmuel. Yamar Shmuel. Kostehu, let's say they tied him down to receive his Malkus. Kosu, v'yotz mi bezna, and he escaped from bezna, he ran away. Lachris potter, that's it. He had his nikla, he was embarrassed already, he was tied up in bezna, that's it, he's freed from Alkis. Potter. Meisra the kasher in this. It says, kolo, that means he had the mayim come out. Or the gdolim, bein v'shoyna, whether it was after the first whip, bein v'shniya, poitri leisai. Then he's freed, but mashmi received at least one Malkus. Nifsako Ritsua Bishniya, let's say the whip broke after the second whip, is Poitrinoisai. But Mashma Barishoina ain't Poitrinoisai. But if the person is Nikla before the first whip, he's not freed yet. Or if the whip breaks by the first one, it ain't Poitrinoisai. Question is, am I why? Levi Karot, let him be like he escaped. He ran from Bezdin. Chiroso, they tied him down already. So Mar says, no. Hossom Rutz, Hachalai Rutz. The fact that you had to run away from Bezin, that in itself is a terrible embarrassment. So that's what frees him. But over here, Kozuman is in Bezin, he's not freed yet. He's not called enough of a Vinikla yet.
Yes. Isn't the spirit behind the French in the middle, and
Shemesh in
the
game that said that
he had
enough? What's the name? Tell Rabbanim. Omdu, Likashay, Omdu. Look at Shayuka, Kola Poitrinoisai. So it means that they evaluate him, that if you're going to whip him, as soon as you start whipping him, right away he's going to let out a Merak Ryan, right away he's going to go. So such a case, Poitrinoisai, you're freeing them. Look at Shayotsumi Bezdin, let's say they evaluate that when he gets finished with Marcus, then he's going to have to go. So look at Shayotsumi Bezdin, Kola Malkinoisai. Then we give him Malkus. The fact that this Malkus is going to cause him to go afterwards, that's nothing wrong. So only if Bishas Malkus, he has to go. For lo yoid, el afilu kola betchila. Even before he started the Malkus, he had to go. That's nothing. Malkinoisa, we still continue. Shinema v'kol v'nikla. For lo yishaloka kfa bebezin. It has to be v'kol. We start to hit. It's the hitting that makes him go. That's called the Vinikla, then we stop. But if he has to go, he gets so nervous before they start whipping, that's nothing. He'll get nervous, he'll have to go, then he'll come back again, and they'll start the Malkus. Or if after the whipping, then he has to go, also part of Tur. It's only if the Shas, you're hitting him, then that makes him go, that's called the Vinikla, he's embarrassed, he's freed.
How do you understand then?
The Mishnah says, Kol Chai V'Krisis Shaloku Niftori De Krisosom. This is the Chiddush of Rabbi Chanina Masunsa Ben Gamliel, that all the Chai decreases. If you do, they gave you Asroa for Malkus, and Bezdin gives you Malkus, that frees you from the Chai decreases. Shneem Rapport says, V'nikla achicho li'enecho. That means, Kishaloko, harayu ki achicho. that after he receives the Malkus, then he's like your brother. He's free from all other punishments. That's his Kiddush. But all Chai decreases, if you receive Malkus, you're potter. The Yom of the Chanina Ben Gamliel. Ma'im o'ivir, aveir achas. Neitonav shiloleom, if you do one aveir, Chai decreases. Yechai v'misom. If so, hoist the mitzvah, the achas come to come, someone does a mitzvah, for sure, that Hashem will give you life. The cow, and from the cow, shetinosem loy nafshoy, that you receive life by doing mitzvahs. The Shimon Omer, Nimkoyim Hulom, I learned that from the Pasuk itself, Shem it says, the Nichrusu and the Foshas Oisois. The Omer, it says right after that, Asher Yasso Oisam Odom V'chai Behem. So, Mashmur,